This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Watching the Democrats on Capitol Hill go after Special Counsel Robert Hur was really something to behold. And no, he did not, quote, exonerate Joe Biden. That was never part of this equation. But they are trying to continue a narrative, of course. But they're, you know, I got to tell you, folks, they're not as concerned at all, unless it's Donald Trump, about classified documents. What they're concerned about is that Robert Hur put into his report that he examined essentially the state of mind of Joe Biden as a result of their interview. And that is what they are railing against. This is what they are flailing about. Because of folks. So stay right there. Of course, we got a lot more to talk about as we continue this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number four officially launching here. And we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to our home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, we begin this hour with Special Counsel Robert Hur and his explanation, or actually his, I just think he had a great opening statement, by the way. I really do, because he outlined what they found, and then he also outlined why they came to the conclusions that they did. They ended up not recommending charges. But again, that's also, you know, in the purview of Merrick Garland, the attorney general, ultimately. But it's the why is so important. They found that they did retain, president did retain, willfully retain, classified documents. But the why of the report is so much more impactful, ultimately. Retaining classified documents, that's bad in and of itself. We all understand that. But what the Democrats, especially Adam Schiff and Representative Jayapal, were just going off on and just literally just coming unglued, basically. In fact, well, I'll tell you what. Let's start with this particular sound clip. This is Representative Jayapal trying to make it appear as though this report on Joe Biden exonerated him, quote unquote, right? And then, of course, the special counsel, Robert Hur, at that point, interrupting her and saying, no, that's not what I said at all. But again, you see how this narrative, they try to craft it. Let's listen in.
...are warranted in this matter.
Correct.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Hur,
that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
That's not part of my task.
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know
that
the term
I ultimately reached.
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
Him. I know that
I did
the
not
term willful
that
retention has a Mr. Hur, it's my time.
So you kind of get the idea of what the temperature in the room was for all of that. And, of course, as I was mentioning, she was reading that. And it's just, it's the steamroll factor. We're going to start steamrolling now. Well, you've exonerated him. You fully exonerated him. No, they didn't do that at all. And, again, this is why they're trying to head this off at the pass, no, this is, there's a big nothing there. You had one of the other White House spokespeople over at the White House, Ian Sams, you know, basically saying, well, you know, there's nothing more here. It's a closed case, he said, and on it goes. And you have Adam Schiff, who's running for Senate, of course, here in California, unfortunately. But you've got him trying to make it look as though Robert Hur is some kind of political plant that just used these pejorative terms and talked about President Biden the way that he did. How dare he do so? But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. Because under, quote, normal circumstances, you might have somebody who comes in for an interview or testimony, in this case, but an interview with the president at that time, and they might say, I don't remember, you know, giving classified information to my ghostwriter. I don't remember reading that stuff aloud to him. I don't remember how that stuff got in my garage. And you might write it down in your report. The subject did not, responded. They did not remember how this happened, that happened, or how that stuff got there. And they might let it go at that. But I think because of Joe Biden's overall demeanor, what he was demonstrating to them, that this goes beyond somebody who's just trying to be coy, or somebody who's just trying to be, just obfuscating everything and just hold him fast to the story. I don't remember. What's the technical term? Senator, I have no recollection of that. It's that great line from that movie. I think it's Patriot Games. You have to learn. I have no recollection, Senator. You have to learn how to say that. You know, one of the bad characters, I think, says to Harrison Ford. But the idea is that if you're dealing with somebody who's not exhibiting other problems, but I think what they figured out was that the president was exhibiting these other issues. So it became a fundamental factor of when Robert Hur went to look at the totality of this evidence, the totality of the case that they were building, and his professional opinion was a jury is going to see this guy as a kindly old man with a memory problems and basically saying that he's just not fit for standing trial on this. That's what they're flailing about. That's why they're doing that. And otherwise, they would just move on. But folks, we're going to be moving on right after this break. Kyle Warren with you. Much more to talk about as we continue through the Wednesday edition. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, you know, all this talk about vice presidential possible candidates report about RFK Jr. looking at football player Aaron Rodgers and then also Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, of course. So I don't know. Now, by the way, these are reports, but you know we have other unconfirmed reports that over at the Biden campaign they might be considering Cookie Monster to actually replace Kamala Harris because why? Well, again, these are unconfirmed reports. We can't substantiate them one little bit, right? But I think Cookie Monster might align better with Biden's shrinkflation message. So maybe they're just considering it. Maybe. But what do you do? What do you do about Kamala Harris? Right? Nobody's saying, well, she's the standard bearer. She's definitely, you know, the person who would take over if Biden drops out of the race for whatever reason. But I don't know, Cookie Monster. It could be a first. Could be a first. Cookie Monster. All right, so welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we're continuing through this Wednesday edition of the show. The testimony on Capitol Hill was really, really enlightening as to why they wrote Robert Hur wrote the report the way that he did and included the things that he included, and it is an absolute panic button for the Democrat Party elite. They really do realize this. So they have to do everything they can in order to try to just tear down the special counsel for this. All right, we got the telephone lines lighting up here this segment. Let's say good morning to Eric in Tennessee. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Excellent commentary this morning.
Thank you. Thanks.
Real quick, regarding, well, you just played a soundbite in the last segment of, I forget, Congress lady, I forget her name.
Yeah, Jayapal, yeah.
Going after a special counsel, her. Here's the situation. That is a peak for the, I'm just going to say the mainstream people paying it, conservatives, if they haven't already, if they don't already know this. That is a peak into the tactics of a totalitarian state. They will protect any and at any and all cost the figurehead of the state. We're not talking natural defense of, hey, you know, why'd you say this? That's a, you know, don't call him, you know, a dirty SOB or whatever. We're not talking like that. Special Counsel Hur committed a political crime against the state. Political crimes in its totalitarian regime are the pinnacle of high crimes and misdemeanors in a totalitarian state. It's not murder unless you kill someone within the party apparatus of the party.
Oh, sure.
Okay, you saw this with the Khmer Rouge taking over Cambodia. They got rid of anybody and all dissidents. That was some of the first people they got rid of is anyone who challenged the state authority. You saw this in Cuba with Castro. You saw this in Pinochet in Chile. You saw this with his name escapes me, in Romania, Ceausescu in Romania. You saw this when the Bolsheviks came to power in the early 20th century in what became the Soviet Union. This is a totalitarian state, and people, a good window into this is that there's a part of the, it's a movie, Red Corner, mm-hmm. with Richard Gere. I think
it
came out in the early 90s.
Yeah, I kind of remember that a little bit. Yeah, very cool.
Sure, right. So not so much, it's a murder mystery. I'll just leave it like that for those who haven't seen it. But pay attention to the way, once he is arrested, pay attention to the questioning that the state imposes upon him and how they twist the words and the tools that they give him, quote-unquote, to legally defend himself in that state. Another thing people can look into is the Gulag, or the first couple chapters of Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, where all he did was write a letter sometime before to his, I think it was his sister or wife, or I forget. And this was a Soviet Red Army officer. He was loyal to the state, and all he did was question it. And that brought us the Gulag Archipelago, released in Russian and then translated in the late 60s to English and French, when people really, the global socialist movement looked at that and said, hey, we really need to take a look at this. And that's where, how should I say, some of the classic liberalism, classic liberals really said, hey, we need to step back from this, totalitarian-like oppressive tactics that we're putting forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this is my opinion. This is based on, you know, readings and stuff. The progressive, the communist, will do anything to protect the state or the figurehead. It could have been Barack Obama.
Oh,
it
sure.
could be, you know, a Nancy Pelosi or anyone that has that has been anointed as the figurehead.
Oh, sure.
We're in very dangerous times. You see this with the January 6th investigation and the tentacles from the Department of Justice going out and crushing anyone, whether they entered the Capitol. They're now looking at people outside the Capitol. They're using the power of the interlocking corporate government, which is textbook fascism, looking at bank account records, pulling cell phone records on people. So, I don't mean to drift here a little bit.
That's fine. No.
That is a...
But you're absolutely right about what you're talking about. And, you know, Adam Schiff, you know, he seems to try to be positioning Robert Hur as if he did this deliberately, that he should have thought about his statements because they would be politically, you know, a firestorm and all this, trying to put all the stuff on him. When obviously if the situation were reversed and he wrote the same kind of report about Donald Trump, he'd be lauding him, saying, how wonderful, thank you for helping our cause, this kind of thing. But the guy seems like a pretty straight arrow, and he was just calling it like he saw it.
Understood. He's looking at objectivity. He's very objective in his analysis, and that is one of the targets of the left, is to remove any and all objectivity, because after all, it's just a tool of oppression by the cisgendered, you know, white, heterosexual, male, patriarchy, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people might, you know, laugh at that. That is a religion for these people.
Oh, yeah.
That they
all
are.
Yeah.
They, true believers, they will, you know, they will have their professions of faith on Twitter. Oh, you know, we believe this, or, you know, free Gaza, or, you know, or what. I'm just using that as a, you know, anecdotal example there. But how is it? We're in very dangerous times. I predict, and this is just me. I don't want to say predict. I'm not going to predict. But my supposition is this, that all this stuff that's going on within these social media accounts, anyone criticizing or memeing or, you know, putting forth memetics regarding what's going on in the world now, do people remember the $4 billion infrastructure that was put in Utah to vacuum up basically all electronic data throughout the world that's sitting there? Why, data is the future is data. The future is now.
Yeah.
The future is artificial algorithms and logarithms to, you know, predict. I want to say a predictive criminal activity like they did in the movie Minority Report.
Yeah, you know, but they have all this stuff and they can sift through it and this kind of thing, and it is kind of scary, and it's stuff that you do see in movies and you think, well, that'd never happen, but it seems like every time we turn around, it keeps doing that. But Eric, I appreciate your call so very much this morning. And,
thanks, Kyle. I appreciate it, too. Have a good day, man.
You, too. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. All right. Eric in Tennessee, everybody, and making some great points. And, you know, as we were talking about Adam Schiff, you know, Adam Schiff was just going after Robert Herr just with a vengeance on this thing. In fact, let's listen in a little bit to what Adam Schiff was saying to Robert Herr. And I'm so glad that Eric called. I'm so glad that he, you know, sort of laid out this scenario of again, protecting whoever is supposed to be the, you know, head of the party. And something I thought of as well. I mean, it's the same kind of thing you do in North Korea. Oh, no, our leader is the best, and he never makes a mistake, and this kind of thing. And this is kind of what they're doing with Joe Biden these days, because he's the Biden the wise, Biden the compassionate, Biden the great. And, you know, it really, really is something. But let's listen a little bit to Adam Schiff.
California's recognized.
Sure, I want to ask you about some of the differences between the facts involving President Biden and President Trump. But before I do, I want to refer back to your opening statement in which you said that you did not disparage the president in your report. But, of course, you did disparage the president. You disparaged him in terms you had to know would have a maximal political impact. You understood your report would be public, right?
I understood, based on comments that the Attorney General had made, that he had committed to make as much of my report public as consistent with legal policy and legal requirements.
And you could have chosen just to comment on the President's particular recall vis-a-vis a document or a set of documents, but you decided to go further and make a generalized statement about his memory, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. You did this. You admit it. Admit it. You did this. I got to tell you, Robert Herr comes off as a pretty professional guy. I don't think he did it on purpose. In fact, he explained everything. But Adam Schiff doesn't like it, so it's time to go on the attack, I guess. Stay right there, everybody. It's kind of pathetic, isn't it, the way he did that?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN, detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Listening to Kyle Warren, and that would be me. Wednesday edition continues, everybody. Glad to be with you this morning. We've had a lot of great calls this morning. I'm really, really happy about that. We've also had a lot of great direct messages. If you head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got a place there for you if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've heard from Wally this morning, driver Ron. We've also heard from Mike. I think that's the first time we've heard from Mike. Listening in Mesa, Arizona, we had a first-time call as well. We heard from Chuck, who's driving this morning. And, by the way, James, listening on Mighty 710. KNUS in Denver. I appreciate your message very well. Well said. I will say that to you. I appreciate it very much. You know what, folks? It is time right now to talk with Patrick Hyland, who is, of course, the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. He's also the insurance quarterback, and it's time to talk some sports with Patrick Hyland. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Wonderful. It's Wednesday.
Awesome. Good old hump day, man. Beautiful day. A lot of things going on in the NFL, man. Free agency, man. It is just rocking. I mean, I've never seen this crazy before. A lot of star players leaving their teams. It's going to be an interesting year coming up, Kyle. Patrick Mahomes, he's restructured his contract, which was cool. He's freed up $21+ million in cap space. So that's going to help you sign a couple guys. And that's things you have to do in today's game. I wish they had a salary cap in baseball, Kyle. I think that would make the game better myself. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I know we've kind of mentioned it before, and again, it's the idea, you don't want the teams to be so heavily weighted, you know, to where they're not interesting games anymore. So I don't know if it's a direct comparison, but like, you know, aren't the NASCAR cars supposed to be more or less, you know, like a stock car, basically. So it becomes a game of skill and not just a game of horsepower in that sense.
There you go. No, yeah, well, everything, you know, restricted free agency, cap space can be called restricted money, restrictor plates on NASCAR. Great, great analogy, Kyle.
Thank you.
And that just makes the playing field level, man. And that's what we all want. You know, you beat me straight up, I beat you straight up. That's what it should be. So, you know. Funny little thing happened with Deontay Johnson going to Dante Johnson with the Panthers. So it was kind of funny how that kind of worked out. Carolina needs a good wide receiver. Maybe this guy can get back to what he was at Pittsburgh at one time to help out Bryce Young and the Panthers. For all the people listening to us up there in the Carolina and all the Carolina fans. And the Steelers needed a good DB, and this kid's not half bad. So good trade for both parties, and we'll see how that works out for them. And I just can't believe that Derrick Henry won't be with the, you know, Titans anymore. And hopefully it does him well going to the Baltimore Ravens. Very run-first team. They mix it up a lot. It's running back by committee there, as well as Lamar Jackson runs the ball a lot. That could be the perfect place for him to land. And they had a shot of almost going to the Super Bowl last year. Maybe he can put him over the hump to get to the Super Bowl and win it for him. So I wish him well and congratulations to him. Now, up there in New England, I think they did a heck of a move. Austin Hooper is a very good tight end. I think he still has a little gas left in the tank there, Kyle. And they already re-signed Hunter Henry from the Chargers. Back in the day, the Patriots kind of started your two tight end program with Fernandez and Gronk. So that's what they're going to try to do with these two guys, try to get New England back. But we're going to see who's going to play quarterback for the Patriots, Kyle, because Mac Jones is going to be in Jacksonville for all the people listening to us up in Jacksonville.
Very cool.
So he's going to be backing up Trevor Lawrence. So very interesting what's going on in football. I mean, just it's amazing to me how it's all going. You know, all over the place. I was driving all over Florida yesterday, Kyle, helping out people with their, you know, finances and their insurance needs and some veterans, with some veterans benefits. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how crowded it was at all the spring training sites, man. So I'm sure, you know, Arizona's really rocking too out in your neck of the woods. So
I can imagine.
You're the crack of the bat. Go ahead.
I said, I can imagine. Yeah, my son and I got to go over to Tempe. It was a few years ago, but we got to go over and see Angels play a preseason game. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always a cool thing, you know. Just eat a couple hot dogs and a beverage and just watch them in the spring. Nothing like it, man. I'm looking forward to this season. It's going to be funny. You know, we talked about the money and the salary caps and all the top-heavy teams. We'll see if the money buys you a World Series this year or not. And we'll soon find out. But it's a long season. It's a marathon. So 162 games is a long, long way to go.
Exactly.
Hey, don't want to be remiss, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, pretty much getting all the team back. Avante David signed a 1-year, $10 million contract as a linebacker for the Bucs. Baker's coming back. Mike Evans. They had to let Russell Gage go. Great Atlanta Falcons wide receiver came here, and just unfortunately some injuries just derailed him. I hope he's healthy enough to go somewhere and play, have maybe a couple good years of helping out a team and finishing out his career. Class guy, nice guy, so wishing him well. And then also, Kyle, out in Vegas, you know, they're going to let Jimmy Garoppolo go, and we'll see what teams pick him up to be a backup. And what's going to go on there. And speaking about Vegas, Gardner Minshew, Jacksonville quarterback back in the day. He was a sixth-round pick. Didn't think he was really going to make it. Just brought him into camp more for an arm to see if he had anything. And guess what? He showed he had something. And he went up to Philly and did okay. He helped out last year as a backup, and now he's with Vegas. He'll compete for the starting job. I wish that kid well. He's a competitive guy and a gamer. And the people in Jacksonville love him. He's one of those characters. He has the mullet and a mustache. And just he loves the game, though. He gives you 100%. That's all you can ask. So, you know, that's pretty much you're up to date on the football transactions and what's going to happen, you know, this upcoming season. The draft will be here before we know it. And then this weekend up in Jacksonville, Point to the Air to Beach, but right there in the Jacksonville area, the Players' Championship. Now, it's like the fifth major for all golfers. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's kind of the tour's, you know, signature event. And a few players aren't happy with Mr. Monahan. And you'll appreciate this being a professor of politics and how the money works. The Saudi Arabians, you know, put a lot of money into the LIV Tour and kind of put money into the PGA Tour and Jay Monahan trying to make it work. And it's caused a little rift with the players and, you know, the star players versus the players trying to make it. So very interesting, but you always follow the money, right, Cal?
Oh, you can figure out
what's going on. So anyway, that's just how that works out. Well, we're coming to the end of our time. It's always a pleasure. And if anybody else can benefit from my time, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Let's sit down and see if I can save you some money. You know, yesterday when I was down in Bradenton passing by the Pittsburgh Pirates spring training, I helped out a gentleman. $3,000 a year, Cal, I was able to put back in his pocket.
Wow.
So,
wow. That's amazing.
These are the things I can do for people if you contact me. So please feel free to at 813-966-1052. I'll look forward to talking to you Friday. We'll talk about the first round of the PGA tournament, what's going on in NASCAR, and if there's any more crazy free agency stuff going on, Cal.
Exactly.
So,
right.
It's just wild. It's exciting, though. It's a lot of fun. I want to wish you well today. Have a great rest of the day. Everybody do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. I believe you have my friend Brandon Rimes coming on next. Great guy. He's the real estate quarterback. I'm the insurance quarterback.
That's right.
And we help each other out. We help out people every day. That's all we can do. So I will talk to you Friday, my friend.
Sounds
thank
good.
You so much.
Hey, thank you. God bless, Patrick. And we'll talk to you again on Friday. Looking forward to it. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Yeah, take care. Patrick Hyland, everybody. And again, he is the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer. And you can hear him on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, yes, he is the insurance quarterback. So you definitely want to check him out. And folks, yes, check us out when we come back from this break, because we will have Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, with us. Much more to talk about on this Wednesday edition. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Power One.
Come on!
All right, everybody.
Monday,
can you believe we are rocking into the... Into the last segment of the program for this Wednesday morning. Hard to believe. Started this thing off at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. It's almost 6 a.m. Eastern Time. So whatever you're doing this morning, if you're just getting up, getting ready for your day, we're glad to be there along with you, get you ready, send you out. Hope you have a great day today, of course. And if you're just ending your work day with us through the overnight hours, we're glad that you spent some time with us, and we hope that everything goes well for you as we head into this Wednesday. And, of course, it's doing pretty well for us here on the program this morning because we've got Brandon Rimes. He is the consumer QB, and he hosts the Consumer Quarterback Show right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear Brandon every Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Brandon Rimes.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you again, my friend, and there's no shortage of stuff to talk about this morning. In fact, I do have something I wanted to ask you about going right off the bat here, and that is, you know, when we take a look at how much people have to make right now to qualify for a house, real interesting article on CNBC today, home buyers need to earn about 80% more than they did in 2020 to afford a house in this market. I mean, that's really significant. I mean, that's beyond significant.
Yeah, that's staggering. It's a testament to our elite ruling class, you know, continuing to turn the dials in their favor. And, you know, we still have the stubborn 3.2% CPI. So that's going to keep interest rates kind of where they're at. The Fed's probably not going to drop until they get that cut in half. So, yeah, it's a challenging time for people. People are, you know, credit card debt, record numbers. We're setting a lot of records for Kyle under the Biden administration. We're setting a lot of records. You've got the highest potential or the highest in credit card debt. We've got the, you know, the highest in gas prices, the highest in affordability, lack of affordability, that is, in housing, the highest interest rates, the highest. So we're setting a lot of records, you know. Biden, man, they're setting a lot of records up there.
Well, yeah, don't let them hear you too much up in Washington, because they'll think, well, that sounds like accomplishments.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, exactly.
We're number one. Man. We're number one in highest prices.
Yeah, these guys are just crushing it for their own people, and that's what they did. They kept those interest rates low, 0 to 2.25% for a long time, and all that was doing was it was falsely inflating Wall Street. It was pumping up their stocks. It was pumping up, and all their big boys that had huge corporations were able to borrow at super low rates. So it was a thing that was helping Wall Street, but not helping Main Street. And that's who we care about. We care about Main Street, the contractors, the hardworking men and women out there, the brown, black, and blue collar workers out there that are trying to earn a living for their family. And they're making it harder and harder for us to do that. And it's part of the globalist agenda. It's a bigger complex than just the Fed and just the DC elite. It's a global issue.
Well, you know, a lot of people think, well, I'll beat this housing market. You know, I won't buy a house, but I'm going to rent. But renting is incredibly expensive, even more so than ever before these days, too.
Right, because you have the landlords that have to create an income from those assets. And when they do that, they're just pushing everything up. So everything's rising, and then so are the rents. The rents are rising as well. So, yeah, the renting is a bad paradigm to shift to because you're going to be utilizing more of your overall income, housing income, going towards your housing expense. So you want to look at a way, and there's a few exceptions, of course, if you're new to town, if you just moved into a new state or new area, and you want to kind of figure out which side of town you want to be on, you know, that's understandable. But for a long-term play, I'm not very big on renting, of course, being in real estate. You know, my wife and I own a top 100 ranked real estate team here in Tampa Bay. With Keller Williams Realty. So we like to help people get into home ownership. We like to make sure they know their options when it comes to financing, down payment assistance programs. There's a Hometown Heroes just got replenished here in Florida. So there's a lot of cool things that are happening in real estate that the average ordinary realtor does not really know about. In any industry, there's good, better, and best. And we want to make sure our listeners know that we can help them in all 50 states and across the world with Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company in the world, Kyle.
How cool is that? And how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. They can call us, email us, text us. They can message us however they want to get in touch. And my cell phone is direct at 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894. And that is Tampa Bay number here. You can call or text. And then our website, you can email directly through the website. So I'm known as the real estate quarterback. My show is called the Consumer Quarterback Show. So the website is ConsumerQB, like quarterback, .com, consumerqb.com. Submit an email form right there through the website. It'll come directly to me.
Very cool indeed. Well, you know, there's an executive, Ryan Tesco, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's with Cardone Capital. He says that there's this Robin Hood moment coming in for real estate funds. And he's primarily talking about, commercial properties. But he says in the next 12 to 18 months, they're going to be fantastic deals. And evidently this has to do, of course, with a lot of debt that's going to come due on a lot of these multifamily and commercial properties. He thinks it's a good time to get in and start buying those if you're, you know, a big, huge real estate investor, I guess. But I wonder what he's looking at or what's maybe compelling him to think that way, because, you know, obviously we're looking for some kind of interest rate lowering here. And if that doesn't happen, then a lot of these commercial properties are going to have a huge problem.
Yeah, wow, you're well read, Kyle. That's good that you saw that, because that's an interesting topic. It really is. When you look at the way that commercial buildings and office and a lot of these larger loans, we're talking multi-million dollar loans in many cases, their particular game plan for the last, how the Fed has kept the rates super low over the last decade or more, their game plan has been to just wait it out, refinance it, because you're going to have appreciation and you're going to have most likely a favorable interest rate. But all that changed when the Fed had to shift to stave off inflation. A lot of that debt is going to come due. They won't be able to refinance it, and then they may not have somebody to buy it or a sister company to come in and save them. So then I think that's what's pushing everybody or a lot of these buildings and corporations. They're going to be pushed into some type of a foreclosure or loan workout package, and it may not work out for all of them. So I think that's what he's referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I think as a consequence, too, because their debt service grows so quickly that now they're going to have to do things like raise rents all over the place. I mean, this will affect the consumer and the person looking for a home for whatever reason. It'll have a widespread effect, there's no doubt.
Yeah, good point. And also what's further enhancing that downward trend is that once those rents have gone up, a lot of the smaller businesses that may be run the cafeteria in the building or smaller businesses that aren't kicking out as much cash or income, they are forced to leave or to relocate or move out to the suburbs. So I think that's, to your point, that's mm-hmm. what's happening as well. So another good point.
Well, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it. And we appreciate you so very much, because I learn a lot whenever you come on the program. And I'm looking forward to talking with you again next week. I hope that you have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, likewise. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon. Take care. And give us the website one more time.
Yeah, online at consumerqb.com. It's the Consumer Quarterback Show on Salem Media as well. Consumer Quarterback Show, consumerqb.com.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Brandon. All right, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. Always a pleasure. And, folks, it has been my great pleasure to be with you here this morning on the program. I can't believe we're already to the end of the Wednesday edition. It has literally raced by. But thank you again. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the direct messages. Thank you for being there. And we appreciate you. I'll tell you that much. Folks, we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Until then, go out there. Make it a great day. And above all else, take care out there. I'll run with you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.